Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 2, we finished verse 10. Let us listen as we start with our 2019 question and answer series. Foundation for the Bible. This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, today is a special day because today is when we start our annual question and answer period that we call just simply Q&A, okay? And so these are questions that our listeners have mainly emailed to me over the years. Sometimes I'll get one in the regular mail. And so we like to get those from you, and you can email us at our website. Get right straight to us, and we will be glad to have your email in. We don't always answer your questions right away, simply because of time. I'm a full-time pastor with not only this radio program, but a radio station, and we also have a Christian school with over 400 students, and as senior pastor of the church, we're quite busy. As a matter of fact, to add to that, we've got 20 grandchildren, or we'll have 20 in January. So, again, with all of that combined, I stay pretty busy, all right? And a man my age, 70 years old, is still going, and the Lord is blessed with good health and great help. And so I appreciate that, but just let you know that sometimes the questions don't get answered as soon as you send it in, and I want you to know that so that if it takes a while to get answered, it doesn't mean that we've ignored you. It simply means that I haven't had the chance to get around to answering it. Sometimes I need to do some research on it to give an answer. So I hope that will help you to understand. I also want you to understand, too, is that I'm going to Israel November 30th through December 8th of 2020. Oh, I tell you what, going to Israel is the trip of a lifetime. And we want you to come and go with us for that. You can go by contacting us, looking at our website, and so forth. What we have scheduled are international flights, top quality, 4-star hotels, Israeli buffet breakfast and dinner daily, top guides with in-depth knowledge of the Old and New Testament, private air-conditioned motor coaches, visit to all these major historical biblical sites, a boat ride on the Sea of Galilee, baptism in the Jordan, a certificate of pilgrimage to Israel, and so much more. And so, my friend, just go to our website at www.cenparalbaptistocala.org. And you can learn more about the trip to Israel at that website and the places that we visit. The prices will be right there. And this is located on the webpage. It is in the middle column near the top across from the microphone that you'll see there in the left-hand column. And it will say the Israel Experience, a trip of a lifetime. So come go with us to Israel, and it'll tell you to click for more information. So if you'll click on it, follow what it says, read all about it. I'd love for you to walk in the Holy Land where Jesus walked as we study the Holy Word of God together. And we also have some good fun while we are there. So I hope that you'll plan to come with us. And that'll be next year, which is very soon now, November 30th through December 8th of 2020. Hey, check it out and come with us. We would really love to have you in Israel with us. Well, I hope that you'll do that. Well, as I said, today is our question and answer period, and so we're going to get right into that, and hopefully we can answer questions that you have had things that maybe have bothered you and you didn't write in the question and you didn't send it in, but there are things that you've thought about. And we want you to know that we think about these things and we try to answer these things. And so maybe somebody's asked a question that would also be something that you would like to hear about. Now, this first question comes from a Christian school teacher. Now, I can feel for them because we also have a Christian school. And just like their school, we have open enrollment. And that means that you don't have to be a member of our church to go. You don't even have to be a Christian to come to our Christian school. Why? Because they're going to be preaching the gospel. As a matter of fact, as I'm talking right now, we're having a meeting every day with our students, a revival meeting, with evangelist Ron Titus. And in this week, we've already seen 23 boys and girls from 6th grade through 12th saved. That doesn't include our elementary, so I have no idea yet how many were saved there. But in just a few days, we've had so many saved, and it's been a blessing. And to see people for the first time hearing the gospel after, well, they heard the gospel in our classes and our chapels, but hearing the gospel for the first time this year in some of their lives. And so what a blessing that is, and to see not only those children be reached, to reach into the home and reach some of their parents. We've had parents that have gotten saved and actually got involved in our ministry after their salvation. And so God has used our Christian school, and I know that he uses their Christian school. And so I want to read this email and their statements, and then I'm going to answer it. It says, I work in a Christian school with an open enrollment. I know you get one call after another and one email after another, but I think you need to hear this. This year, more than ever, in our school, we are dealing with the unchurched people, but not only that, deceived people who are in church because of the new evangelical movement. These churches are allowing not only unmarried people, lesbians, and gays to be in their leadership. When a thief and a liar are in leadership and or the pulpit, so goes the follower. And they don't get the truth of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. They do not get born again, thus they continue their journey to hell. We must intervene. It is every day confrontation. We're dealing with a corrupted thinking every day. I am shocked at the information the little ones are sharing with each other. It is my burden, and I've asked God to direct me in how and what to do. Some have visited our church, but they don't like our music, so evidently they use the old traditional good old gospel hymn music, and so when you use biblical music and sing it in a way that is honoring to Christ, people don't like that. He goes on to say, while others don't like the dress, and then others just like to rock and roll, they just flat out tell us, they're bold in telling us, but they just flat out tell us that we don't like what you have. They're very bold, they're very ignorant and obnoxious, but my God loves them. I've had some comments recently from kids that have just broken my heart. My mom and dad sleep in the same bed with me, having sexual relations. This is from a third grader. The parents are not married, and they go to a local church that is very contemporary. And they go there because of the music. That simply makes no sense to me. After a filthy, vile, wicked texting, a student was suspended. And yet, her family member described it as a childish thing for us to suspend her. She should have been expelled. We have to live Jesus and not just teach about him. By the way, let me just insert here. That's very important. That is very important. The teaching goes right over their head if we don't live it. Apparently, you are being attacked too. And listen, if you're going to take a stand on the Word of God and stick with it, then you're going to be attacked. But this lady says, "But I will not give up. I fear that we are daily losing ground. And it is a daily process. But we're not going to quit. We're being attacked, and so it goes. I don't care. Time is running out. I wonder if I would have stayed at the tomb like Mary Magdalene, or would I have taken off like the disciples did?" She wept, but was comforted, and waited long enough to be in the very presence of Jesus himself. What a blessing. What a Savior we serve. And then here's the question after all of that. Will you ask your listeners to pray for Christian school in their outreach for souls of the students and their parents? And of course, I think she's probably referring to Christian schools as theirs that teach the word and have not compromised with the devil, with society, with culture, but rather has stayed true to the word. And so here was my answer to this teacher. I said, recently, I preached a sermon titled, "Here's Hope for All." It was from 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 11, which says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of our God." Well, that tells of some very terrible sins there. I mean, when you think of adultery, fornication, which is the Greek word there, porneia, from which we get our word pornography, but the idea is sexual sin of any kind. You see, it's sin, anything outside the marriage bed between a man and a woman. But he also mentions the effeminate, the homosexual, and abusers of themselves with mankind, which is not just homosexuality, but it seems to be like your sexual predators and things of that nature. So again, some terrible things here besides the drunkard, the revelers, the social drinking, partying crowd, in other words, and on you could go.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.